You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And in particular now, we're concentrating on the fact of that God wants to be kind to you, and what does the kindness of God look like? Now, I'm going to cover something, and I can just tell you today, I'm not going to be able to review like I normally do because there's just too much. But we can see in Ephesians chapter 2 and Isaiah chapter 54 that it is God's desire to be kind to you. And now we're watching what the kindness of God looks like here in 2 Samuel chapter 9. Now, I do strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com. And go and listen to everything you've missed. In fact, even if you didn't miss it, I would go back and listen to it. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for, we've got a free daily devotional that is specifically right now on knowing and believing the love of God to help you get rooted and grounded in this. And so, now, as we're watching this, we're taking this in pieces, and this I'm really having to break up, so please go there. Our partners have made it possible for you to have these materials absolutely free. In fact, you can go there and sign up for partnership as well so that you can help us, that all this fruit, all these people that are giving these materials away, that you receive or receiving these free materials, that you can receive reward in heaven for that. But here in chapter 9 and verse 1, it says, "Now David said, is there still anyone who is left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now again, David is the most powerful man on the face of the earth. Nobody is making him do this. He has now consolidated the kingdom, but he's wanting to show kindness for Jonathan's sake. And so they said, and there was a servant of the house of Saul, whose name was Ziba. So when they called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." Then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" Now, again, that means that everything we're about to see is the kindness of God. That David had learned this from the Lord, that this is the way the Lord treated him. And ultimately, if God wants to treat you the same way, and he wants to show you kindness. And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame at his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Yamel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now, again, we're about to find out that Mephibosheth is this kid's name, okay? And so, again, just as a review, Mephibosheth is actually lame at his feet. He can't walk because when he was younger and David took over, when Jonathan or Saul and Jonathan were killed, everybody told him, "David is going to come for you. David is going to kill you. You are a threat to David's throne, so he's going to want you dead." And in their grabbing him in a rush to get him out, Mephibosheth fell and broke his back. Okay, so he can't walk. Now he's in hiding, and he can't walk. And again, think of the bitterness and everything that would be going on the inside of you. And he might have even been trying to consolidate the kingdom, trying to gather resources, gather people to help put him back to the throne. Now, with all of that going on in Mephibosheth, and this literal fear of David, remember, you know, they've told you that you need to be afraid of this guy, so much so that you can't walk because of this guy and the fear of this guy, and then all of a sudden, David sins to bring you out. Now, again, I want you to think about how the views of this from these two different people. David thinks he's showing kindness by bringing him out. Okay? And again, this word brought out is the same word it says when God brought Egypt out, or Israel out of Egypt. I mean, this is with great strength and stuff. And this is also got David, when he goes down there, he's showing honor and reverence to Mephibosheth. But also realize Mephibosheth would not have seen it that way. David might have been sending soldiers down there to show honor to him. But David, Mephibosheth, when he hears the soldiers, he's thinking, he's come to kill me. He's come to bring me out. He wants me dead. I've been trying to avoid going into the throne room all this time, and now he's finally found him out. Now, remember who David's men are. These are not lightweights. And it says he brought him out. It kind of gives the indication that some people didn't want to free him. Well, that would make sense, because they would have thought that they needed to protect Mephibosheth from David. And see, this is so wild, because Mephibosheth has been raised his entire life with a completely wrong perception of David. That happens to people with the Lord. The people get raised with a completely wrong perspective of God. And you need to be willing to ask yourself this question: have I allowed people to give me a wrong perspective of God? So anyway, so the army shows up to bring him out. Now, you know, the way this sounds is they, you know, I can kind of picture this, right? You're Mephibosheth, you're sitting in the house and you hear boom, 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 boom. You hear horses, you hear chariots, and you're thinking, and everybody's like, there's an army coming down the road. There's an army coming down the road. And you're thinking, my life is over. That judgment has found me. And they surround the house, tung, 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 right? And so nobody's getting away. And then there's a knock on the door. Hello, greetings from David, king of Israel. We want Mephibosheth. And then maybe somebody, you know, they pull a sword or something. It's like, no, we're not giving in to you. We are sworn to protect him. And then, you know, one of David's mighty men looks at him and says, you have two options. Option A, you give us Mephibosheth. Option B, we make you give us Mephibosheth. But one way or another, Mephibosheth is coming with us today. Now, see, here's the interesting thing. Again, there would have been two perspectives on this. David would have thought he's doing good to Mephibosheth to bring him out. But Mephibosheth would have thought his life was over. So they bring him out. Right? However it happened, whether they had to wipe folks out or whether they just gave him up after they realized, hey, I recognize that dude right there. He once killed 300 people in a bean patch. We should probably let this go. this ain't going to work. And so anyway, now think about Mephibosheth on the ride back to Israel. It's over. I'm done. You know, it was a good one while I had it. I thought I might have been able to pursue the kingdom. I mean, I've been lame anyway. Now, again, this guy's not going to become a soldier for David. So in a lot of ways, especially according to the day, there's not a lot that Mephibosheth can offer a warrior king. And so he's riding there. It's like, it's over. I'm done, right? And so they bring you, right? And so then we see where in verse 6, it says, now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, now it shows that covenant relationship, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. And then David said, Mephibosheth. And he said, here is your servant. Now, think about this. Why is he laying down face down? Prostrated means just he lay down face in the carpet, basically. Probably not carpet. It might have been carpet, but he's just laying face down, laying as flat as he possibly can. This isn't because he's lame. It's because he's terrified. He's terrified of this one that he's laying before. And now David asks him a question, because he's been told that Jonathan's son is named Mephibosheth. And we're going to get back to this. But basically, when he's looking down, I mean, because remember, he's going to have to bend over to look. And he's going to say, Mephibosheth? Really what he's asking him, and we're going to come back to this and spend some time on this, but he's asking him, are you his? Are you Jonathan's son? Is that you? This is what he's asking him. Now, you can see where what David is addressing, because in the very next verse, David says to him, "Do not fear." So what is he seeing in Mephibosheth? Absolute terror. Now think about this, because this is the way a lot of people don't want to talk to God. They've shown up in the throne room, that they've had an encounter with God, and now they are terrified. Why? Because they don't know him. They don't know. See, Mephibosheth didn't know David. He didn't realize that of all the people on the planet that Mephibosheth needed to be afraid of, David was the last person he needed to be afraid of, because David wanted to do good to him. David wanted to bless him. Even though physically he had nothing he could offer him, he was going to do good for him. You know, this goes back to what it says about us, that even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, when we had nothing to offer God, Christ died for us. See, you people have told you about a wrong perception about God if you think you need to be afraid to walk into God's presence. I'm not saying not be reverential. I'm not saying not be honorable. I'm saying that you don't have to be afraid before your king. That your king did not... Now, I want you to think about this for just a second. David has spent a lot of money. He spent the salaries of the soldiers. He spent the provisions that needed to go down there, provisions for the horses and everything. And he spent a lot of money to go get Mephibosheth. Why? Because he wants to be good to him. You know, there was an awesome price paid for you. Why? Because the Father wanted to be good to you, and so he sent Jesus. You know, if you're not hearing this on a regular basis, I strongly encourage you to get into a church that's teaching you these things, that's reminding him to run to God, not run from him, that he wants to be good to you. And if that's not the church you're at, you need to get out of that church and get to a church that shows you some who Jesus really, truly is, that you do not have to be afraid of your king, even if you've made some mistakes, because he loves you. Michael's going to give you some important information about a local church. And just know that we love you and we believe in you. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain, and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida